My name is Kubro Tsamase, and I am a Motswana author. I've been published through several literary magazines. Womb Sitting is my debut novel.
This is a continuing episode of a series with Tolotso Tsamase. So what is it we want to read from today?
I will read from Womb City. I'm reading from the chapter 134, A Terrible Mother, a Slut, and a Murderer. I lean over, two locks of black braid stuck in the fender, congealing, bloody flesh stuck to it like a clot of sticky jam. Dizzy, the world's moving too fast. On the ground she lies. I see her. The pain licks at the jarring bone protruding from my elbow, a piece of white beauty sticking out, sharp as a sword. John kneels next to me, his hands around my face, the blood, the pain. Are you okay? Did you get hurt? Nothing, so was you like a murder. My microchip records my every waking moment. It's supposed to respond to a person's intents and actions. Whether they intend to commit murder or end up in an accident, my microchip is supposed to stop me, either by electric shock or by taking control of my motor neurons and alerting the police monitoring towers, triggering my drone and the authorities to locate me. I tap my wrist, checking the functionality of my microchip on a projected hologram. Microchip outages are rare, but they do happen. But mine doesn't show any diagnostic errors or failure. If no alert is transmitted from it to the police towers, the government will assume nothing of note is occurring. In a panic, I stare at the car's console where the remote control lies. Its LED light blinks blue, meaning it's been intercepting my microchip the whole time, meaning this accident hasn't gotten flagged, meaning I'm free for now. I take a deep breath, relieved. God, so I can trust John. She's still alive. John, call the police and ambulance, I say. I kneel, touch her hair like a fractured egg. Oh my God, sweetie, we'll get help. Hang on, okay? You'll be okay. We're going to get you out of here, okay? Her eyes roll to the side. She gargles blood instead of words. Help, she manages, raising her hand to my face, smearing it with blood. Her nails scrape my neck before falling back to her side. A twig snaps. I look up. John, doing nothing, just standing there, a dangerous panic in his eyes. What are you going to tell them? His eyes are listless, and I stand up to make him concentrate, to make sense. She touched you. Your fingerprints are all over her. He continues. Your DNA is beneath her nails. Your tire marks on her face. I step back, fear collapsing into my lungs. We're high and intoxicated, pumped with drugs, caught in a negligent accident. Is she going to tell them? No, fuck, what's she doing in the middle of nowhere late at night? Breaths chug up from my chest. I attempt to touch him, but I'm too afraid. Jan, she's still alive. The girl struggles to say something, words blanch with spurts of blood. I won't say anything. Something protrudes from her chest, a chunk of metal, winking back the lights from the car. She's impaled, a grisly image, biblical undertones by priapic insinuation. Fingers gnarled, I step forward, something cushy beneath my foot. It's her thumb, the soft tissue gorged. The tail lights are lurid red on her body. Her small body, her thin fingers, the light in her brown eyes, her braids, caught in the spinning wheel, peeled off her scalp. Her braids, her skin, the layer folded back like the peel of a fruit. Jesus, what a painful way to die. I turn, vomit again. She, loose designer denim boots, parka jacket, braids running down like a rope for strangulation. My first reaction, I reach for my phone. Stop. We're high and drunk, John repeats. We're over the limit. This is no slap on the wrist. We'll be virtually incarcerated. We'll never have a chance of getting transferred into another body. Fuck no. John touches my shoulder, eyes bloodshot, hair a mock. Incarceration was fine years ago, because some big shot lawyers knowing we'll get a few years jail time. Get a couple of visits from family friends, he says, tone acerbic. Not now, not anymore. You're thrown out of your body. Incarceration now? You're sure it's dead. At least with death, you get a chance to go to heaven or hell or something. But now there's no coming back into a new body. You're gone forever. We can't lose three lives tonight. Better we just lose one. He looks at her, cringes. Death picked her, not us. We have a chance to save ourselves. To see your daughter grow up, her graduation, her first job, her first marriage. He steps forward. Nella, this is your third body. You have to take the opportunity if the microchip didn't snitch on you. Maybe because it's faulty, they'll go easy on us, I say. You've been drinking, smoking a joint, snorting cocaine. You're fucking high. I can smell it off you. And you killed someone. It's negligent. It's a crime. He stops pacing, holds my shoulders together as if to keep me in place. What will women think of you? It confuses me and I'm lost in time, but it continues. Public opinion. What will everyone think of you? Not me, but you, out with another man, leaving your own husband at home to get high and drunk with another man, just for sex. The news media will eat you up. They will scandalize you, use your name to get famous for their racist stories, for their bylines. They will objectify and scandalize you. Women will hate you. You will be the most hated woman in the world because you left your own unborn child and husband to have sex with a man and ultimately kill a woman. Reputation will sully your daughter's life. It will follow her everywhere. He hits me where it hurts. Fuck you, I push him. Fuck you, I scream. Is this woman doing God knows what in the dark really worth saving? Is she really worth sacrificing your family, your business, your reputation, your daughter for? Two things hit me at once, that he's a bastard for manipulating me, that he is right. He's a man. No one will shit on him for leaving his twins at home. No one will shit on him wanting to loosen up for once. Because he's a man and I'm a mother, straitjacketed into a cliche-ridden role I must live. I'm not supposed to be a person. I'm worse than a woman. I'm a microchipped one. I'm supposed to be at home, always, as a prude wife. The shame, I feel embarrassed. How could I be those things, the way he says them? She's my baby. Going out doesn't mean I love her any less. I only wanted to go out, to have fun. That's not what they're going to say, he says. John's right. Because it won't matter what I feel or why I wanted to do it, they will shame me for being a terrible mother, a slut, and a murderer. Who would want anyone to think they're something they're not?
There we are. Wow. Yeah, that's that feels like that's the way of it. It's pretty unfair. We try to be, how do I say it? Maybe it's more fair than it used to, but it's still like that. Wow. Yeah. So you're working in, like, in the part that you read, that could be out of the current times of a newspaper. So it's not a outlandish as far as her situation and her conflict with how society will perceive her.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the murder parts, that part sounds a little bit far, but the other stuff is more about her standing of her reputation and the dual standard between men and women. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was consuming a lot of true crime documentaries a few years before I wrote this, and it was kind of incredible seeing how, say, female victims were treated, and as well as like female criminals as well, and even like male criminals. Yeah, it's a very weird. When you watch true crime documentaries and listen to the true crime podcast, it's like, what world are you living in?
Wow. You know, that's interesting. I've been watching some true crime documentaries myself. I haven't picked up on the situation that you're referring to. I haven't been watching for that, but I was watching it to research for kind of a book research, because I was having the book I'm working on, I'm trying to work out, you know, this guy's not a nice person. I'm trying to figure out what other ideas would of things he would do. So I started watching some of these true crime shows.
Gosh.
Because, you know, real life is pretty rough. If you watch those, you can really see some things that seem crazy that actually happen.
Well, good luck with the book. I hope you found your answers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you with the headphones on who are listening to Sci-Fi Thoughts. You've been listening to the show for a while. You must be enjoying it because you keep coming back. Well, hey, help me out. Tell your friends, your family, other people who would like to listen to Sci-Fi Thoughts. Give me a hand. Help me grow the show. So go ahead and right now, just send a text message, write an email, turn around and talk to the person next to you and tell them about Sci-Fi Thoughts. They can find us via Google or they could type in scifithoughts.space. Check out the show notes and you will see useful things such as links to the books from Tolotolo and any other things that we could discover and put together into either pictures or web links. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player and you can just tap on them for your easy access. Or if you downloaded this MP3 from a website, just go back to the website where you downloaded the MP3 and you will see the show notes right there. This is a continuing episode that started at episode 314. If you're like my friend David Kuntz and you missed the first episode or a few of the intervening episodes, go to scifithoughts.space and use the search box there and you can put in whatever episode number you want and we'll help you out by giving you the link to what you're looking for. Next episode, more Tolotolo.
So I was also like interested in how people just accidentally commit crimes and because of like the decisions that they make, it makes it worse. Mm. You know, they would maybe hit someone by accident and it turns into a hit and run. Mm. And now they're getting blackmailed or something they don't want to get caught. And it's like, damn, I should have gone to the police. You know, or people are just drinking and then one shoots the other by the accident. I don't know like how he ends up shooting the other one by accident.
Right.